Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Appointed.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Kenny Agostino led the AHL in scoring this season and became the third Wolves player to earn the league's MVP award. Become your family's MVP by purchasing a Wolves mini plan. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Day two of minicamp for the Bears has wrapped up. Head coach John Fox said he expects big things from his team this season.
I've always been, you know, people live up or down to expectations, and we expect a lot. So, you know, I don't know that anybody ever does. You know, you might say, oh, Jordan Howard did, you know. But, you know, we got to win football games and do the things necessary to win games. I think, you know, those guys do their parts at times, but we need more consistency as a football team.
Meanwhile, linebacker Leonard Floyd said he's concerned about being sidelined by another concussion this season.
Yeah, I definitely got to be aware because I don't want to get another concussion and being out, sitting out games. I got to make sure I play every game.
In baseball, Cubs and Mets again tonight. Mike Montgomery filling in for the injured Kyle Hendricks. Hendricks pitched a side session earlier this week that did not go as planned, so we won't see him in the Pittsburgh series either. Chris Bosio says the pitching staff is seriously hampered by injuries right now.
We've got so many little nicks and bumps and aches and pains right now going on that everybody's trying to do everything they can to, you know, get through it. And, you know, unfortunately, it all started to catch up with us.
Pre-game with Mark Gordy starts at 5:35 tonight. On the South side, the White Sox have taken two straight from Baltimore. Tonight, they'll look to Miguel Gonzalez to keep that win streak going. Dylan Bundy goes for the O's. Bundy's pitched well against the Sox in his career, going 2-0 with a 3.21 ERA in three outings. First pitch from G-Rate Field tonight at 7:10. Now at CC's, party with the new stuffed crust trio. Bacon stuffed crust and new grilled cheese stuffed crust pizza join the original topped with pepperoni. The stuffed crust party's on at the Unlimited Buffet for just $5 and change. CC's, prices may vary for a limited time only. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Mets at 5:35 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
You know, I couldn't be more excited and more happy and you know, more proud of myself, you know, especially with the things that happened last year at the U.S. Open on the 18th hole. You know, to come back this year and to get it done, you know, it's definitely bittersweet, and it was a lot of fun.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
That is the ceaselessly charismatic Dustin Johnson, always saying things that I never remember for whatever reason. Make sure you're watching us on our live video stream at 670thescore.com, brought to you by American Needle, based in Chicago since 1918. Let's get another opinion on what's going on just north of the border at the upcoming U.S. Open that begins tomorrow at Erin Hills. Matt Janella is on Golf Channel, and he joins us now in the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline. Think outside the oven, try Home Run Inn off the grill this summer. You follow him on Twitter at Matt Janella, GC. Hello, Matt.
Hello, guys. Thanks for having me.
We're really happy to have you, Matt. Your piece the other night on the origin of Erin Hills and everything that went into building it and all those who were involved was really extraordinary. As you think about it now, what are the odds that this place was ever built, for one, and that it actually is hosting a U.S. Open?
Well, the idea that it was built, the odds are pretty good. You know, I mean, they had a great piece of land. Bob Lang, the original owner, as you heard in the piece, his original concept was he was a businessman. He had a bunch of employees. He thought, let me try to find a piece of property where I could build a 9-hole golf course for my employees, for their families. He had a real low, you know, kind of a small dream at that time. And then everything changed. He found this piece of property and he found these architects, and then these architects invited the USGA, and the USGA toured the land and were impressed. They had been up at Kohler, not too far away from Erin Hills, and Mike Davis, now the CEO and executive director of the USGA at the time, was in charge of setting up tournaments, stopped by and confirmed that yes, he was very impressed with the piece of land. Said, you know, keep me posted. And at that point, Bob Lang went to the bank, borrowed a lot of money, way more than he needed to build sort of the course that was originally envisioned, and they kind of ratcheted things up, and before you knew it, with the economic downturn of 2008. You know, Bob Lang was spending money on the ancillary properties around the golf course at a clip that was way overpriced, and the architects were frustrated. He was spending money in all the wrong places. They didn't even have a maintenance shed. They had a U.S. amateur coming in 2011. It was bearing down on him. He wasn't able to pay the bills. He ends up selling it to Andy Ziegler. Andy Ziegler is a billionaire, member at Milwaukee Country Club. Kind of saved the day simply on behalf of what is Wisconsin golf in the area. And he had a friend at the USGA, Jim Reinhardt. He kind of just didn't want to see, get that black eye on golf in Wisconsin. And they go on to host the amateur, and they go on to host the Open. I mean, they open up in 2006. They're hosting U.S. Open 2017. The idea of building a golf course wasn't far-fetched. The idea of hosting the Open was that improbable dream, and made possible by all those various characters in the narrative. And we will never see anything like this ever again. USGA will never kind of get so invested in something like this. So soon, it's just unnecessary. They don't have to take chances like this. I think they were sort of drunk on the idea of hosting opens at public golf venues going back to 2002, U.S. Open at Bethpage Black and Torrey Pines in 2008, and back to Bethpage in 2009. You know, all that string of good public municipal golf led them here to Erin Hills. It is unreal that you cannot make this up.
So what's at stake for the USGA, even already responding to players' complaints about the length of the long grass, and then other players are reacting to the fact that they're responding to the complaints? There's a lot of sensitivity right now.
You know, I did talk to the agronomist of the USGA and the superintendent of Erin Hills this morning on Morning Drive, and even when he came on set, the agronomist came on set, he had kind of a sense of frustration, kind of a irritation over the idea that everyone was overblowing this, the fact that they were cutting the fescue in the rough. He says he's been here since June 5th. They've been kind of cutting little parts of the fescue ever since he got here. They've been constantly assessing and analyzing based on wind, the amount of rain, sort of where they thought maybe they were watching practice rounds. They've been the evolution until the tournament starts, right? It's not officially started. So they feel like, you know, hey, this is what we've been doing every day. So they feel like that's a bit overblown. Kevin Na, and there's a lot of little videos floating, Lee Westwood, videos floating around of guys standing in the high rough, but that's a little bit out of context because they're doing it in the high rough in places that they should never be in the first place. And I really do appreciate Rory McIlroy stepping up to the microphone and kind of calling everybody out and saying, look, these fairways are 2 to 3 times wider than what we play on a regular basis on the PGA Tour. Yes, it's long, but if you can't hit your driver straight, then what are you doing out here? And if they've got problems, you know, everybody's playing the same course. I don't understand players complaining about certain conditions when everybody has to play the same set of conditions. And anybody who's mentally coming into this week and the tee time on Thursday with an idea that the course is unfair or this is, you know, this is a silly situation and what are they doing with the setup? Well, you can check them off your list if possible, you know, bets or your U.S. Open pool and move on, because they're not going to be there on Sunday.
He's Matt Ginella from the Golf Channel. Does a great job. Your travel pieces are terrific. That piece the other night on the origin of this course was amazing. Matt, as you think of the glacial nature of this property and the uneven lies really almost everywhere in the fairways and these horrible bunkers and what is expected to be maybe an 18 to 20 mile an hour wind, would that lend itself in your mind to Europeans?
Yeah, well, that, you know, talking to one of the co-architects, Dana Fry, who built the course with Dr. Mike Herdson and Ron Witten, which is also really rare, you know, three architects working together on one course. That just does not happen. And Dana Fry was saying he does suspect that a European player will win because of the windy conditions, because of some of the quirky lies, because of the fact that there's about, you know, 11 to 12 blind shots that they might have to hit out there, and American golfers are either not used to it or don't like hitting shots, you know, blind shots in a sense, whereas Europeans are much more, you know, grew up playing those quirky courses throughout the UK that you know, that have all that. That when you go over to the UK, you love those quirky shots, the blind shots, and some of the weird twists and turns of some of the routings over there. But in America, you're much more used to sort of the parkland, target golf, what's right out there in front of you. So I tend to buy into his thinking. I do like, you know, players like John Rahm. I even like Sergio Garcia. We've seen in the past Marco Mira pick up two quick majors in 1998. We see Patty Harrington pick up three quick majors. And I think when players get hot and get that monkey off their back and have been notorious to be straight and good ball strikers their whole career, like Sergio has, I wouldn't be surprised if he jumps up in his contention on Sunday. And then you got guys like Dustin Johnson, who's not European, but nothing phases that guy, right? As you guys led in, I mean, he's simply a velociraptor, one of the few guys who can kind of win with his B game. So I wouldn't be surprised. He was unbeatable going back to the start of the Masters and slipped on a set of steps, or who knows what we could be looking at this week. So those guys that are long and straight, Rory McIlroy seems to be happier than I've ever seen him. Brooks Koepka's caddy says he's hitting the driver as straight as he ever has. We know he's long. He played in here at the 2011 U.S. Amateur, so I like him this week. So there's kind of a mix, but they all have one thing in common. They're long and straight.
I was surprised, Matt, to see some of the criticism from some of the older guys, the guys who aren't even going to be competing this week because of what kind of course it is.
Like Andy North being one of them.
Yeah, it's not a true links course because you know you're going to have to elevate the ball. You can't run it up to the green necessarily, but has that links feel to it, certainly. I love what I've seen so far. I played it, I think it was 5 or 6 years ago, really enjoyed it. I think it's going to be a great tournament. What's your impression of the course at this moment, and what do you think we're going to see this weekend?
Well, you know, I've said this before a lot on the show, and in covering courses and the development of courses in America, we've got about 15,000 to 16,000 golf courses in America, right? And I think if you look, and this, we talk about bifurcation of rules, and we talk about the professional game versus the amateur game, and we talk about, you know, tee it forward or speed up play or make golf fun again. But at the end of the day, these guys are so much better. There's never been, as Brandel Chambly said the other night on Live Room, there's never been a bigger gap between what it is to be a pro and what it is to be an amateur. And these guys need a ballpark. I talk about big league ballparks, places that can actually host the pros and test the pros in all facets of the game. And I think Pete Dye has built a lot of those golf courses, from Whistling Straits to Kiowa's Ocean Course to TPC Sawgrass, PGA West Stadium Court, you know, places that where these guys go, whoa, makes them think. Well, Erin Hills is a big league ballpark. This place is going, you know, you can stretch out to 8,000 yards. And quite frankly, if they're hitting it 360, 370 yards, that's actually where we need to go in golf in order to be able to have a place that puts on a show for the pros. You know what I mean? So I think as we kind of go forward, we will continue to identify these 60 to 70 golf courses in America that are kind of places that they can play either on a tour event or play for a major championship. And the rest of the courses are going to need to kind of understand that they're not in that rota and kind of dial it back and make it more fun and accessible and affordable, sustainable for the avid amateur, and kind of decide what are you going to be? Are you going to be one of these big league ballparks where we go and kind of get killed and shoot 10 shots above our handicap, but we get to say we played where the pros play? It'd be like, hey, I want to go play a softball game at Wrigley Field. You know, how much would you pay to play a pickup softball game at Wrigley Field? Well, you can go do that, you know, in the golf reference.
Yeah, but if you want to lose a dozen balls, though, right? You know,
but you know, for some reason, there is this culture of golf that there's this masochist that have no problem going to play these tough courses and saying, yeah, but I got to play it. It was awesome. You know what I mean? You know, that you want to kind of play where the pros are. Go ahead and do it. It's not for me, but there are people who do it.
See,
you know what I mean? And I think Erin Hills is one of these cool places.
What I think is interesting, too, is we always talk about length, that being the difference. And sure, they do hit it farther. And when you talk about how the greens are sloped and they're fast. But see, for the interest for me in the big league difference is in necessitated shaped shots. That if you're going to play a hole in the proper way, you've got to have a high cut in your arsenal. You've got to have a low draw. These things that the amateur player look, we want to square it up. We want to hit it straight. And for these guys, it's not about that. It's about exactly how and where the club face hits the ball and the actual shape and launch angle, for lack of a better term, of some of these shots that, to me, courses that force that really separate the greats from the really goods.
Okay, but that's a very well thought out and valued opinion. And places like Harbortown do that. Places like Sawgrass, they'll use their driver four or five times at Sawgrass. So you must love watching the Players Championship, which is okay. That was just a couple weeks ago. But this week, they're going to be pounding their driver and trying to hit it as far and straight as possible. And there's a lot of people who, for whatever reason, pay a big chunk of money to go out for a ticket and watch these guys, and they love seeing that too. You know what I mean? So who doesn't like to see a 375 yard straight drive occasionally? And Frank Nabilo and Chambly were having this discussion on Monday night, talking. And Nabilo says, "I look at the 370 yard drive like a dunk. Why would we raise the nets to 13 feet and take the dunk out of basketball? We love to see the dunk. And this week you're going to see a lot of dunks out there by the best players in the world. And I think it's that kind of mix. So we'll always have the Sawgrasses and the Harbortowns, the places that kind of make them actually manipulate their ball and hit various shots. I do think they're going to have to work their ball, especially in the wind this week. That you're going to have to hit those big drives, but then you're going to have to hit some really precise shots to these undulating greens. You know, the ninth hole is 135-yard par 3, but it's going to give them fits. They're going to have a wedge in their hand from an elevated tee down to the green, but there's a slope and a little V in the green. You're going to watch if that pin placement in the back or the front, which is kind of the only two places it can be, or far left. If they hit that to the right, it's going to swale right down into a big catch area, and they're going to have to get up and down to make par. And it's going to be fun to watch a 135-yard shot give these guys fits. So you're going to have 365-yard drives, and you're going to have 135-yard wedge shots that are causing just as much anxiety. So it's going to be that. I'm actually really looking forward to it. I'm going in with an open mind. It's a new course. It is big and beautiful. It's great field, and let's see what happens.
Matt, the rain that's fallen already and the rain that's coming, what kind of an effect will that have on the fairways and maybe even the fescue, and what kind of an effect does it have on the tournament?
Yeah, I was asking the agronomist today, you know, did you like the fact that it rained so much on Monday to kind of prevent the idea that the greens are going to get too hard and too fast and get a little too silly come the weekend if it really dries out? And he says, no, actually the worst case scenario for them is to get get that moisture, because what they do, what that does is they lose control over how much water that goes into the ground. They would like to be able to decide what goes into the ground from a moisture perspective. So it's forcing them, you know, and the balls those soft greens and soft fairways, the course will actually play a little longer if it gets soft like that. If we keep getting rain, it looks like it's about to rain right now. It's just going to be kind of hit and miss, it looks like, throughout the week with the development of humidity. So I don't want to see the greens get too hard and fast and the wind blow at 20 miles an hour and the ball, you know, they have to stop play because the ball keeps oscillating. That would be a worst case scenario for me. I hope they can get, you know, the USGA, they said they're going to dial the green speeds back so that they can make sure that this doesn't get away from them. So it's running 13.5 on the stimp meter today. I think they're going to try and keep it around that, you know, if not a little slower. They don't even like to use the word slower, but, you know, less fast. and we'll see how it goes. I mean, you know, I'd like to think the USGA knows exactly what they're doing when it comes to this. Chambers Bay was not a good week for them in 2015. They had a rules fiasco in 2016. I think for the good of the game, I really hope this week goes without kind of a USGA glitch and that we can just simply watch, you know, a golf course test the best. And on Sunday afternoon, we got our champion.
Thanks for all your time today, Matt. Great stuff.
I really appreciate it, guys, as always. Look forward to talking to you down the road.
That is Matt Janella of the Golf Channel on the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score. Brought to you by Subway Restaurants. Go Mediterranean at your local Subway restaurant. Try a toasty flatbread or chopped salad topped with steak or chicken, feta cheese, and a creamy tzatziki sauce. Limited time only at participating restaurants. We've got some information regarding Ben Zobrist and his injured wrist and what some of the possibilities may be. That's coming up next on The Score.
Cubs legend Ryan Sandberg joins Mark Grody during every Cubs postgame show for all home games. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. In the aftermath of the Warriors' second title in 3 years, there were a lot of terrible takes flying around. One's about how Kevin Durant was a gravy trainer, or how LeBron isn't that great because he lost in the finals yet again. But of all the terrible takes, the worst may have come from NFLer Aqib Talib. Among the things Talib tweeted out, quote, Kerr wouldn't even be a head coach without Jordan. Hashtag coattail boys. Boom! Roasted! Take that for data. Actually, no, don't. Are you trying to say that Michael Jordan is the reason that Steve Kerr has gone to the finals every year he's been a head coach and won 2 rings in 3 years? That it's got nothing to do with Kerr playing for 3 of the best coaches in basketball history in Lute Olson, Phil Jackson, and Greg Popovich? That the guy's brilliant and has had success as a player, analyst, GM, and now a head coach? You're entitled to your take, unless that's your take. I'm Jim Rome.
Golfers, Bolingbrook Golf Club and its award-winning driving range and golf academy are open for the season. Come be impressed with one of Chicago's premier golf facilities. From the amazing clubhouse to the rolling 18-hole course layout, you'll walk away impressed. Bolingbrook is the perfect spot for your next outing, and there's still some prime outing dates available. Make your plans to join them for their fabulous Mother's Day brunch. Hurry, space is limited. For more information or to reserve your tee time or Mother's Day brunch reservation, call 630-771-9400 or visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com. Golfers, never again bend down to re-tee your driving range golf balls. At Skokie Sports Park, you'll swipe a card and then watch as golf balls instantly reappear on the tee after every shot. Sports Park's PGA pros will also be on hand for personal or group lessons. Convenient to Chicago's North Side and named a top 50 golf range in America by Golf Range Magazine, visit Skokie Sports Park at www.skokieparks.org.
Mortgages aren't my specialty, but it is for Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team. They're a bank and still have money to lend. If your current interest is not in the twos, call Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team now. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? So call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
thanks for streaming The Score.
The Score's Danny Parkins.
My favorite Chicago sports memory is going to the clinching game for the Bulls' fourth title on Father's Day. Seeing Jordan win his first title after his dad had been killed with my dad on Father's Day is a sports moment that will never be topped.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Beyond.
Mattress Firm's 4th of July sale is on, giving you the chance to shop early and save up to $500 store-wide on the best brands. And during the 4th of July sale, you can save up to $300 on the very best, like Hampton and Rhodes and Serta. And you can complete your sleep with up to $300 good towards a pillow, a mattress frame, or mattress protector with select mattress set purchases. There's a king-size recliner fit for a dad, and it's called the Perfect Father's Day Mattress. You can get a free adjustable base. You want offer details? Visit your local Mattress Firm. I have an adjustable base, and I love it. It makes all the difference in the world. Another reason to check that out, their best financing offer ever. 0% APR for 6 years. So don't wait any longer. Come in, check it out, start sleeping happy on your perfect mattress. 72 entire months of sleeping interest-free. So maybe you'll be lying on that Serta Eye Comfort Temp Touch. Maybe lying on the Beautyrest Black Hybrid with the individually pocketed coils, and you've got that adjustable base. And you think, well, wait a second. If I spread this out interest-free over 72 months, what's my daily cost of sleeping on this mattress? And you think, oh, that's doable. So get in there. Go to the Mattress Firm near you. Check it out and shop early during the 4th of July sale. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this.
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Peter Gammons joins us.
People tell me that Bryce Harper would prefer to play for the Cubs. I don't think that it's going to be affordable to have Bryce Harper and Chris Bryant on the same team. I'd love to see it. I respect them both so much.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
America runs on Duncan. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his...
This week in sports history.
The third baseball strike started this week in 1981. This week in 1989, Nolan Ryan became the second pitcher to defeat all 26 teams. The Oakland A's' Ricky Henderson became the second player to steal 900 bases this week in 1990. This week in 1992, the U.S. Olympic baseball team played its first exhibition game. This week in 1995, the Devils beat the Flyers to go to their first Stanley Cup Finals. And also this week in 95, Salt Lake City was awarded the 19th Winter Olympics in 2002.
CBS Thursday.
Welcome.
TV's number one comedy, The Big Bang Theory, brings you scientific breakthroughs.
The medium-sized asteroid is still an interesting discovery.
I suppose it could end up on a collision course with Earth and destroy life as we know it.
Ingenious inventions.
Our idea's really good.
I cooked it in the easy bake oven of my mind.
And fascinating facts.
For every action, you have a gigantic and annoying reaction.
Just when I thought you couldn't get any hotter.
Don't miss The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Everyone, please play responsibly.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Runners at second and third, the 1-1 now to Zobrist. A drive into right field and deep. Back goes Gonzalez. It's got a chance. Gone! Three-run homer, Ben Zobrist.
Meanwhile, Zobrist's wrist is not improving, according to multiple reports from the various beat writers with the team in New York via Twitter. Zobrist says he's going to wait until Friday to figure out whether or not this thing will need a DL trip to quiet it down. He says it hasn't gotten better at the rate that they expected it to get better, sort of like what we're hearing from Kyle Hendricks, and that Zobrist does think he will need an MRI.
Oh, boy. Well, this is...
Sometimes 35 is going to 35 on you.
Yeah, it also just, you know, as the days continue to pass, it just has that year after winning the World Series feel to it. You know, as pretty much with every little bit of information you get that comes from the team, you just kind of go, yeah, year after the World Series kind of stuff. The Hendricks thing is particularly disturbing because I just don't know whether to think that a lot of what's happened to him over the last couple of weeks might be related to this. He seemed to not want to go down that road the other day.
I understand
and
that.
I get that. That's admirable. But, I mean, if you're not gripping the baseball the way you normally would because it hurts, well, that's for a guy who relies entirely on command.
Yeah, you might want to tell the pitching coach that before you get clobbered.
Yeah, I wonder how long that was going on. Because remember he had three or four really good outings in a row. He was starting to look like Hendricks again. Had some bad luck in there. And then this started to happen again.
But his velocity's been down this year, too. That he's been much more 86, 87. Mm-hmm.
There hasn't
than
been enough separation
right.
between the fastball and the changeup.
Right.
No question. But there was that stretch where he started to look like Hendricks again. And now it's just bad. Last couple have been bad.
Scoreboard update.
3:30 in the Chicago Wolves Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Kenny Agostino led the AHL in scoring this season and became the third Wolves player to earn the league's MVP award. Become your family's MVP by purchasing a Wolves mini plan. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Both the Cubs and Mets bullpens could be called into service early tonight with Mike Montgomery on the mound for the Northsiders and Matt Harvey going for New York. Harvey's only gone six innings once since late April, and as for Montgomery, this will be his first start on the normal 5 days of rest. The Cubs could use an efficient start for Montgomery, as pitching coach Chris Bosio told Moline Hanley this morning the Cubs are the most banged up he's seen in his time in Chicago.
Our guys are battling like crazy, just trying to get through these bumps and roads and hills and peaks and valley hills, you know, during the course of the season, and sometimes it's more difficult than others, and this year is a big challenge for us because I don't think we've seen as many guys as banged up as we've had than this year than any year I've been here.
And as you heard Dan and Barry discussing, Ben Zobrist still dealing with a sore wrist. He said he'll know by Friday if he needs a DL trip. Pre-game with Mark Grody starts at 5:35 tonight. As for the White Sox, they're looking for their third straight win against Baltimore in this four-game series. Miguel Gonzalez gets the start for the Southsiders. He'll face the O's Dylan Bundy. First pitch in that one set for 7:10. Bears minicamp has wrapped up for the day at Halas Hall. Leonard Floyd said today it took him 2 months to recover from a concussion he sustained last season. And former Oklahoma coach Bob Stoops is denying that owning property in Chicago has anything to do with him wanting to coach the Bears. The closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank for the best loan deals in town. Today, the Dow finished up 46 points. NASDAQ ended the day down 25.5. The S&P was down 2.5. MullineHanley.com is brought to you by local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno at 630-671-0600. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on the Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Mets at 5:35 here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. Give your brakes a break, your radiator a rest, and your dipstick a day off. Every time you ride Metra, you avoid wear and tear on your car and on your nerves too. Find a ride you feel good about now at MetroRail.com.
The Bernstein and Goff Show, Barry Rosner sitting in today. Can I ask a question that I've been meaning to get an answer to, and I kind of have to crowdsource this. Yeah, there's a couple people in my life that would know how to answer this, but I'm just, it's making me crazy. It's driving me nuts. Yar. As you know, this entire city is torn asunder with road work. Absolutely everywhere we go, there are the giant iron plates covering up holes.
You can't get there from here.
It's one way or another, you're going to be interrupted by some utility work or something going on. And for somebody who uses Addison as much as I do, it's just a complete nightmare. I don't know how people get to and from Cub games. I don't know if they're all just taking the alternate routes. But there's one thing I got to know. I got to know. Going on Addison, headed westbound, so the north side of the street, only on the north side of the street, around like Wolcott and in between Wolcott and Damon, there is a strip of pavement that's just been removed. It's about 2 inches deep. It's maybe 2 feet wide, just like the asphalt, just like the top, but it's enough to get every car to have to slow down, let alone a bus or one of the construction trucks or one of the semis that, you know, with from Target or Jewel or something like that. But
or a pickup with all the landscaping.
Yeah, right. Or Sanford and Son with the scrap metal. What's with the cutting of a small strip of the top of the pavement? It happens everywhere.
Well, it's part of the process. I think what you're...
process? I understand. When I see them, digging up a street to replace a pipe, there are the pipes. There's the giant, you know, the concrete pipe sleeve things. I get that. But it's like they're trying to annoy me. I imagine these guys in an office, like a villain's lair, just pointing to areas of the city and say, all right, where's Bernstein live? Okay, here's what we're going to do. Right there.
Is it Lou Piniella?
I'll tell you what we're going to do. Right there on Waveland. Yeah, he's got the prickly pear margarita in one hand. I want you to...
He's throwing darts right. At Addison.
Dig a 2 foot wide strip right out of just the top there. What is that? Who decides that has to be done?
I think what you're objecting to is the fact that it takes forever for them then to do something about it. And in the meantime, they've left those landmines all over the place. The sewer covers that stick up 3 inches, and if you hit one, you'd think that's probably the end of your front end.
Potholes, I understand. Potholes are naturally occurring.
What about the sewers?
There's nothing you can do. What? There's also you ever get the sinking manhole that turns into something completely undrivable, where all of a sudden a completely normal manhole now like a foot lower than it should be?
That's a personal problem.
Right? I mean, that happens. It happens to the best of us in our old age. But I don't, a hole in the ground.
Leaking manhole is not something anybody wants to go
with through. A guy standing in a hole. With a hard hat on. I get that. I get the ComEd truck that set up the things.
The big sewer pipe.
The Vactor, the giant truck with the tank on it. The guy, that I understand. But somebody's got to explain to me the 2 foot wide random strip of removed pavement. How about on Irving Park, for example? On Irving Park, going eastbound in between Western and Ashland, there are a series of rectangles that were cut in the middle of one lane. Why? Why? What did that do?
Because then they can put that metal plate there, which everyone stops to avoid, right. Or swerves.
Just drive over it. It's a metal plate. You're not going to fall through to China.
No, they're not driving over it. So they're going to swerve into your lane first before they do that.
And then they fix the strip, right? Then they say, okay, we're going to come out and we're going to put the blacktop in that little strip that we cut for no apparent reason. And then the cars drive over it and smooshes it all up so it gets worse than it was before. Somebody's doing this to me, and I've asked. Why just that little? It's just they're annoyance strips. Hey, let's
Let's just bother the hell out of him here. You dig a giant hole. No, we don't need a giant hole. We just need a little strip in the pavement. Just going out about halfway, just a couple of feet wide, just a couple inches deep. Just because.
You watch the Smithsonian or Nat Geo or any of these programs on building these monstrosities, these buildings bigger than have ever been built before, or these machines that can build things that have been built bigger than ever before, or ships that no one ever imagined could possibly be built this big because they didn't have the facilities to do it. It's just these extraordinary programs. They can build one of these buildings.
I know.
One of these, you know, 1,500-foot buildings somewhere in the Far East in less time than it takes to put one of those metal covers back on an open strip of Chicago street.
LT on the South Side, you're on the Score.
What's going on, everything? How y'all doing, man?
Good.
I work for CDOT, and actually, I'm the central grinder. I would have had that job, but the north side grinder took it. The reason why they do a specific section, they try to take the worst part of the street, and it's just cheaper. You know, it costs more money to grind the entire block. So sometimes the REs, the engineers, to save money, just pick the worst parts of a street, grind those out, and then leave the rest there. So you do 2 inches. You scrape away 2 inches of the surface, and then you just replace a brand new street with that 2 inch. You leave the base.
But the key is the replacing, because I understand it's like repeal and replace. You know, I get it, but why is it like, why do they wait 2 weeks to replace it?
That the big grinder has to be out so far ahead of the paver, because it takes 5 passes. That machine has to go 5 times to equal the width of a regular street. A street like Addison may take 7 or 8 passes, where the paver can do it in 2 or 3 passes. So they pay faster than we tear it up. So they're behind. They let us get so many blocks ahead before they even release the pavers out for the season. So we were grinding for 3 weeks before the paver actually got let out to go pave what we tore up.
Well, I'm not arguing with you. I just wish it were a more satisfying answer, but I appreciate the information and your honesty, LT. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Anyone can take the reservation. It's the holding of the reservation.
You can grind the pavement, but then put new pavement in there so all the cars on Addison, and then you couple that with all the rideshare people staring at their phones and recalibrating their routes and not knowing where they're going. I don't know. I'm looking here. Is this right? I don't know. Oh, I just ran over one of those big metal plates. I mean, it really is a perfect storm of horror. This guy says, I'm a civil engineering student at an internship making traffic plans for such small fixes, and I'm laughing in the office right now. You're cackling in the office
right
now.
It's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy.
They know where I am. They know where my phone is. I realize that. You know how Google traffic gets the information in real time about where they know by density of where your phones are. It's basically they can color in the street by dense total number of phones there.
Can they know where I am? Can they figure out how many people are actually on their phones at that moment instead of looking at the street?
All of them are texting somebody.
When's the last time a red light turned green and everyone just drove?
Oh, that's why you always go on the right. Always go in the lane on the right, because no one else is going.
No, because they're on their phones.
Yes, because they don't know the light has changed.
I have a couple things for you.
Yes?
I have a couple things for you.
Yes.
Including some questions to ask you.
Good. Nick Hostetler of the White Sox, their director of amateur scouting, is going to join us to talk about the White Sox draft, because White Sox drafts matter more than White Sox games right now. That's a fact. So he's probably more important than Ricky Renteria or anybody else, arguably the most important guy in the White Sox organization, other than the guy above him making a bunch of trades. So Nick Hostetler will give us all the information on how their draft is going at the top of the hour. This segment has been brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Barry has questions for me in...
Yeah, really, for anyone who may be able to help.
Okay.
But it involves, it may sound familiar. We went through a problem with some geese last year. We solved that problem. I have another problem now that I need your help with.
All right, we'll work on that next on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Joe Madden.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's all about Dad and his dream outdoor living space this weekend at Northwest Metalcraft, your one-stop shop in Arlington Heights for patio furniture, fire pits, and barbecues. We are proudly celebrating 70 years in business. Our 22,000-square-foot showroom has over 100 competitively priced patio sets from over 20 different manufacturers, including Trapitone, Woodard, Kingsley Bait, and more, and over 40 premium grills on display by Weber, Burlmaster, Solaire, and Memphis. Stop by and see what's cooking this Saturday, June 17th, between 11 and 3, for our Weber Cookout. Mention this radio ad, and we'll save you the sales tax off your patio furniture purchase. Offer valid through June 30th. Northwest Metalcrafts is located at 413 South Arlington Heights Road in Arlington Heights. Visit us at nwmetalcraft.com. See you soon.
Jake Minshew here.
Baseball has started calling strikes on tobacco. Major League stadiums are enacting new guidelines to knock tobacco out of their parks, specifically smokeless tobacco, which contains at least 28 known carcinogens and wreaks havoc on your mouth.
So the next time you get that craving inside or outside the ballpark, pack up a healthy alternative instead. Jake's Mint Chew, made of organic mint. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and will help you turn over a new leaf.
Mint.
Available at jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Also in pouches.
Hi, it's Jason Goff here. When the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call. The realtor with a serious marketing plan that will work hard for you. Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Here's a story about Amy's work. Amy's unique in that she agrees on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold. She can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash. That's the Amy Kite guarantee I've been telling you about. And there are no gimmicks. That's the real deal. What do you do if your agent can't sell your home and the listing expires? Do what Raleigh and Candy did. After 3 months of nothing, they called Amy Kite, and Amy applied her incredible marketing system to the Streamwood home and sold in only 6 days for $200,000. Anyone can put a sign in the yard. Amy sells homes. Working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything, by the way. If you aren't satisfied with her job, she'll let you out of the contract free and clear, but don't worry, no one ever does that because she sells homes for top dollar. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Her phone number again is 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
For your business to perform its best, you need to create an environment designed to succeed. Turn to Office Revolution, Chicago's premier office furniture dealer and official office furniture partner of Cubs Radio. Office Revolution can transform your workspace with flexible workstations, collaboration spaces, ergonomic solutions, and styles for every office personality. From offices of 20 to 2,000, Office Revolution has the expertise and personal attention to create winning environments. Chicago's office space professionals, office-revolution.com.
Truckers, Schneider is proud to announce a new pay increase for Midwest over-the-road drivers in our van truckload division. That's in addition to the 20% average earning potential increase in the Midwest the past 2 years, automatic increases with experience, and potential accessorial pay and bonuses, plus new configurations and team options that enhance pay potential. Learn about Schneider's new Midwest van truckload pay increase and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 844-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 844-PRIDE.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
CBS Monday.
That thing you said could happen is happening!
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them. They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? Is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it. That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS.
CBS Friday. Put your trust in MacGyver.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
One part genius.
I'm splitting the water molecule into oxygen and hydrogen.
How do you know all this?
I watch a lot of YouTube videos.
One part hero.
If anybody can figure this out on his own, it's Mac.
I have an idea.
100% unstoppable.
Can't stop me now.
When things go wrong, he's the only one I trust to figure things out.
I will get you home. That's a promise.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Friday.
Show some respect, man up.
Hawaii Five-0 has TV's hottest. Romance?
Steve, what do you think?
Therapy work for us.
Didn't see that coming.
Tune in for the action.
Five-0!
Stay for the male bonding.
I can hear you thinking.
What am I thinking?
You're hungry. Other than that, it's pretty echoey in there.
It's a match made in mayhem.
You're a caveman, and God bless you.
That's really nice.
Hawaii Five-0, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Bernstein and Goff Show, Barry Rosner in today, and you have questions.
Can I kill a red-winged blackbird?
I don't think so, but they're awful. They're dangerous.
I need to know, first of all, if I can, and then, secondly, if I can, what would be the best way to go about it? They have been attacking me for most of my life, because I'm a runner. And they come after you. It's even worse if you're on your bike. People fall off their bikes, get hurt.
Oh, they'll scrape
badly.
Up your head. They're very territorial mean.
It's frightening when it happens. And I have a route that I like to run because it takes me to the golf course, and that's where I find golf balls outside the fence. It's my favorite route. And every day I have to go past it, like about a half mile in, and then when I'm done with that, then I can relax for a while. And then I run a half hour, whatever it is. Then I come back, and I know that at the end it's going to happen again. And I carry a stick, and it's at a busy intersection, and I have to run backwards, and I stop, and I look up, and I stare at it, and it hovers 4 feet above my head, screaming at me. If I don't look at it, it will get me.
It's not,
so I have to look at it.
It is not on your property.
No.
And I don't think you can just kill a songbird because you want to.
I don't see why not.
I really don't think you can.
Why can't I?
Because
it's just a bird. It's just a mean, horrible bird.
I tend to agree with you. I could do without red-winged blackbirds myself.
Every day I got to deal with this thing. Every day we have the same conversation. I scream at it, and people in their cars are driving by thinking, that's a homeless psychotic.
They think that's a crazy person, yes.
Because I'm screaming at it. I'm screaming obscenities at this bird, and I'm stopping, and I'm yelling at it, and I'm waving my stick at it. And
what kind of stick? Like a shillelagh? Or
no, it's about a foot long. It's just a branch. It's a dead tree branch.
The same one every time
you
run with?
Yeah, I pick it up. Yeah, because I pick it up in the same spot, and I drop it in the same spot. Two places
every
day.
You don't bring it home with you and like put it in a velvet-lined case. Okay.
I keep it in a violin case, actually. Every day I do this. Every day. And it bothers me the whole time as I'm approaching it.
The 312 says it's protected by the Migratory Bird Act. Well, how migratory are they if they live here? It's not like they're it's like a
where are they going?
Snowy owl passing through.
Is that the same thing
or
that protects the geese?
Black-winged night heron.
I hate them. I really hate them. And this particular one, me and him or me and her, we got a big problem. And it's every day. And the people in their cars, they stop and they point, and people roll down the windows.
There's that crazy bird man again. The man waving his stick at the heavens.
But they can't not see the bird 4 feet above my head making this horrible noise.
Well, is it actually physically attacking
you? It would if I turned my back to it, but I know better. Because I know what they do. Because it's happened so many times.
Has it attacked you in the past?
Yes.
Okay, so you have been physically attacked.
By this one, yes.
I would think at some point you'd be allowed to defend the safety of your person. If you are under attack, I think you don't have to let the bird attack you. So maybe if you really want to kill it, you're going to have to take one for the team.
So I'm going to have to let it land on my head
and
scratch my skull.
And then you'll have to hit yourself in the head with a tennis racket repeatedly.
And then the people will stop their cars and say, there he is again, hitting himself in the head.
I don't know the answer.
Well,
I do know that they are a menace. The Red Wings can be a scourge. I have run into them while shore fishing, trying to get to a spot that I like, and there's a bird that does not want me to get there because it's his or her territory and not mine.
Because you're really interested in bothering its nest.
I just need a casting angle.
Yeah.
I just there's a little open area in the weeds, and I just need an angle into there to get my beetle spin right in that little V.
I'm just passing by. You'd think it would know by now that I haven't caused any trouble, that every day I come by twice, and I've yet to come anywhere near their nest. You'd think they could learn from that.
Maybe it's not near their nest, and they're just doing it for sport. Hey, it's Rosner.
The idiot, watch this. Right. Watch this.
Hey, the idiot with the stick is back.
Hey, Frank, watch this. He's going to do it again. He's going to start screaming at me, and all the people in the cars are going to laugh at him and point.
It could just be that at this point. So I certainly wouldn't put it past them, because it would be very entertaining when you think about it. I just saw this note here, by the way. Mark Gonzalez of the Tribune says Kyle Hendricks is going to undergo a second MRI today. Well,
that's not good.
You know,
that's not good. What it's going to show something different from the first one?
This is bad news when you have Ben Zobrist contemplating an MRI, believing that one is probable on his injured wrist, and Kyle Hendricks looking at a second one on his injured throwing hand.
I just wonder if he could tell the truth, or if he would tell the truth. Would he tell us how long it's really been bothering him? I'm just interested in that. I guess it doesn't matter too much now, does it?
Yeah, we were joking yesterday about that Dusty Baker comment about who's saying, oh, you score 10 runs, you think that'll be enough? Well, this just crossed from Chelsea Janes, who's the Nationals beat writer for the Washington Post. Dusty is meeting with reporters right now. Dusty said he thinks that a bona fide closer would allow everyone else to fit where they should, and said Riz is addressing it. So maybe your David Robertson question gets answered sooner rather than later.
How about David Robertson and Tommy Canely or something like that? I mean, they need more than one arm out there.
But hasn't Rick stripped them of all of their prospects at this point?
Well, that's why they didn't get Robertson in the first place, because he stole all their best guys.
There's got to be something left there, right?
Oh, yeah. There's stuff left.
All right.
Rickon is just waiting to rob them again.
219, it says it's not the Migratory Bird Act. Blackbirds and their nests are fully protected under the Wildlife and Countryside Act of 1981, which makes it an offense to intentionally kill, injure, or take any wild bird.
Well, I'm not anywhere near their nest. What about if it comes after me? I defend myself?
It is an offense to...
So I could defend myself from someone on the street who attacks me.
Right.
And I can't defend myself against this bird.
It is also an offense to intentionally take, damage, or destroy the eggs, young, or nest
of a... I'm not interested in their eggs or their nest. I'm interested in not being scraped on the head by this vile, disgusting bird.
This segment brought to you by your neighborhood Ace. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. It's your neighborhood place for the best power and hand tools, accessories, and mowers from Craftsman, the most trusted name in tools. Ace, the helpful place. The White Sox scouting director, Nick Hostetler, is going to join us next on the...
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Joe Madden. What's the solution then if you've tried everything?
We just keep talking, but I really do believe in our guys. I anticipate a nice surge coming up relatively soon. They can't care any more than they care.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Peter Gammons joins us.
People tell me that Bryce Harper would prefer to play for the Cubs. I don't think that it's going to be affordable to have Bryce Harper and Chris Bryant on the same team. I'd love to see it. I respect them both so much.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Hi, I'm rapper, actor, model Lil Dicky, and I'm here to talk to you guys today about a pretty glaring issue within our society, and that's condom usage. Guys, I think we've gotten pretty laissez-faire about wearing condoms, and to be honest, I find it disgusting. People are having unprotected sex without even batting an eye. It's insane. It doesn't make one shred of sense to me. How can you even enjoy it? I'd be so stressed out the whole time. I won't bore you guys with the stats, but just know that STDs and unintended pregnancies are very real, and there's nothing better than peace of mind, and that's what a Trojan can provide you, the pleasure of protection. So be an adult and put a condom on.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Joe Madden. What's the solution then if you've tried everything?
We just keep talking. I really do believe in our guys. I anticipate a nice surge coming up relatively soon. They can't care any more than they care.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.